Good morning, and welcome to This Is The Way podcast, a short and simple podcast that focuses on a fruit of the spirit, a spiritual discipline, and a passage of scripture each month. Usually it's a daily podcast, and I'm kind of reconsidering that now because I just took a week off because I have a lot on my plate, and it's my own doing. I've done it to myself. The reason why I took a week off was because I am practicing these spiritual disciplines, and the spiritual discipline that I'm practicing right now is solitude for the month of May. The fruit of the spirit is kindness. And so there's been a couple of books that I've been reading. Ruth Haley Barton's An Invitation to Silence and Solitude. There's Chip Dodd's The Voice of the Heart, Clay Scroggins' How to Lead in a World of Distraction, and of course Celebration of Disciplines, and Sacred Rhythms by Ruth Haley Barton, along with, what was that other one? Rhythms of Renewal by Rebecca Lyons, and Renovation of the Heart by Dallas Willard. One thing that I have found interesting is that in a couple of these books, it's talking about how we avoid our feelings and solitude kind of brings them to the front. Ruth Haley Barton said that practicing solitude has been the most formative part of my walk with Jesus. Jesus himself practiced solitude, and we are commanded to be still. Well, what does it mean to be still? Like, what even does that mean in 2020? There seems to be a stillness in quiet moments, in quiet environments, when we have a quiet heart and mind, that we can't get when we're surrounded by noise. Now, this noise can be external, environmental, and internal distractions or busyness. And some people, I think, when they start practicing solitude, they will feel things that they have not felt, or that they've been avoiding feeling because they've been using coping mechanisms to numb things. And a lot of people confuse solitude with loneliness. But Richard Foster, in Celebration of Disciplines, wrote, "Loneliness is inner emptiness, but solitude is inner fulfillment." And Chip Dodd in The Voice of the Heart he puts loneliness is a feeling, and loneliness often speaks to our need to be with and know ourselves. Loneliness exposes or reveals our need for solitude. We learn through solitude what we need to stop activities in order to give ourselves a chance to hear our hearts and listen to what they are saying, sometimes waiting to get clarity. We do this through stopping, listening, waiting, resting, planting, and trusting. We need to rest for the heart to regain strength, replenish hope, and prepare for the next step. We need to plant, tending to the seeds of desires, needs, longing, and hope within us. And we need to trust that we are emotional and spiritual creatures who need time out from the world's incessant urban clanging. And so as I've been kind of reading these books and spending time in solitude and trying to get rid of noise and distractions and set up like a little sacred space to practice solitude, both a physical location and a time of day, so that it can be more of a ritual than a routine, because a ritual is purposeful and active, and a routine is reactionary and oftentimes passive. As I've been doing this, God has been exposing feelings that I've been kind of shoving down or compartmentalizing or numbing or whatever, and I found myself being very convicted of some certain things. I actually, in all honesty, realized that I had been holding a number of grudges for 6, 7, 8 years. And what I would like to do normally is just kind of avoid it, ignore it, move on, not really dwell on it. But I did feel convicted to call those people who I haven't talked to in years and years and years, and awkwardly explain that I had been holding a grudge and ask for forgiveness, which is humbling, awkward. And I was talking to my friend, I was like, I don't know, do you think I should call him? And he said, dude, 100%, this is the Holy Spirit, and you need to listen to what the Holy Spirit's telling you to do. And that never would have happened if I had not purposefully set these times of solitude so that I could not only listen to God's voice and his will and his word and spend time in reflection, but also so that God can align my heart with his and expose the broken things and the crutches that I typically use when there's so much noise going on. What I'd like to do is share some verses on stillness, resting, solitude, silence, and I would like to share some verses on solitude and silence and stillness. James Goal says that learning to be quiet before the Lord is one of the greatest challenges that we face today in our quest to enter into an experience of true intimacy with him. Psalms 62:1. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Habakkuk 2:20. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all of the earth be silent before him. 1 Kings 19:12. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 131:1-2. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Luke 6:12. One of the days, Jesus went out to the mountainside to pray, and he spent the night praying to God. Luke 10:41-42. "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Psalm 62:5. "Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him." Exodus 14:14. "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Mark 6:31. "And he said to them, 'Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest for a while.' For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat." Job 37:14. "Listen to this, Job. Stop and consider God's wonders." Psalm 4:4. "Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent." Mark 4:39. "And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' Then the wind died down and it was completely calm." Psalm 5:3. "In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly."